and that means people of all different backgrounds living in one place. But you all know all of this, and so that's where affordability comes into the equation. It's not about CNU becoming affordable housing developers. It's a larger picture issue that we're trying to deal with here. We're trying to make new urbanist development and everything new urbanism does be inclusive and supportive of social diversity rather than undermining it. And so basically we spent the day going through multiple perspectives on this issue. We got people who were from all walks of life and had different perspectives and were coming at it from different angles. My own angle was more of a research perspective, and I presented some data from a study I've been working on to actually empirically demonstrate how affordable or not affordable new urbanist, really greenfield projects are, and my data shows that there is indeed a problem with affordability in market rate new urbanist projects. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. The question is, what are we going to do about it? How do we move forward? How do we make sure that the principle in the charter of having a diverse, you know, a housing that's available to a mix of people is really a reality out there? So we talked about a lot of different things, how there are many different solutions available, or not solutions, but approaches, inclusionary housing, community land trusts as an option, regulatory reform, an update on HOPE 6 funding and what's happening with that. So that's the federal level of things. Poverty issues, what developers can be doing, what developers should be doing, public coercion versus market rate approaches. So kind of everything throughout the whole day. We had a sociologist talking about his studies of diversity. So toward the end of the day, about the last hour, Neil and I tried to rein in the discussion and bring it all down to, at the end, what can CNU do? What can this task force that has just been started, what kinds of things can we be doing? And I don't know that we came away with a whole list of items to actually work on, but I was really encouraged by just the level of the conversation, that there's a lot of, there are many great ideas, there's a lot of energy, and Neil and I are gonna try to pull it together and come up with something coherent so that we can move forward as an organization. So do you have something?
Sure, just a few things. Just to add a little texture. The morning started with a little discussion by a gentleman named Jim Carr, who's with the Fannie Mae Foundation. And he gave what I thought was an extraordinarily provocative discussion of the importance of affordable housing to the economic health of our nation. And what he said was, forget whatever you might think about your moral or spiritual need or imperative to provide affordable housing. Forget your essential goodness aspect. Forget that. Let's just look at this as a basic level of survival of the American economy. Other countries are producing higher, more educated folks and more affordable housing to provide opportunities for companies to provide employees than we are. So as a simple matter of economic survival, let's call it an infrastructure issue, just like we would think of roads and sewers, affordable housing is essential to the economic survival of the nation as we know it. It was a very raw but powerful kind of way to look at it, because it cut across sort of political kind of lines. Not that you can't make political lines out of it, but if you were a conservative or a liberal, you could embrace it and understand a role. So I think that was interesting. The other thing that I found interesting, and Emily hates when I say this because it sounds depressing, but I don't see it as depressing. Everybody sees the affordability issue within a very finite kind of lens. It's the lens within which they operate. That lens is both geographical, as well as it is related to what it is you do. So the affordability issue in Chicago is fundamentally different than it is in Southern California. And it is fundamentally different from a developer's perspective for profit, to a nonprofit's, to an architect's, to a policy planner's. And each of those people, those entities, are seeing their piece of it as a kind of, well, this is the issue. And it was really exposed very apparently today. And I think that as an organization, one of the opportunities we have as a multidisciplinary organization, and I've always found one of the great things about the CNU is this extraordinary diversity of disciplines that are represented. We have the opportunity to begin to take all of those narrow tubes and combine them into something a little bit more holistic and maybe get more meaning out of that. But frankly, it isn't simple, and we were deluged, as you just heard, with ideas and issues. One other point. One of the things we came away with was a reflection upon the success that the CNU had with effecting the Hope 6 design criteria of the last decade. And certainly if Hope 6 is reauthorized, as we hope, that the legacy of that will be a certainly important part of that. But another aspect of affordable housing provision, particularly from the public sector, occurs at the state level. It occurs either through the policies of the state financing authorities and their ability to administer and distribute tax credits and their individual criteria, as well as the individual policies that some states have, additional funding that some states have, others don't. And it occurred to us that the chapters, we're trying to tie this back to your meeting tonight of the Illinois chapter, that the chapters of the CNU play an interesting role here, more than just being boosters, which is important, but you know, there's only so much of that can sustain interest. You in Illinois, just as we in California, or others in D.C., or wherever the organization is, have a role and a responsibility to lobby, to insinuate yourselves into the, let's say, the criteria that the Illinois Housing Finance Authority uses for distributing tax credits, to insinuate yourselves into the criteria for any state monies that may, or local monies that may be available to further supplement affordable housing. That is a very unique role that you can play here, and each of these organizations can play, that cannot be duplicated. So I came away with that as a very strong idea. Beyond that, our mission is to kind of use this today as the beginning of a discussion of what ought to be the CNU's role, what ought to be its agenda in helping the affordable housing discussion. Not trying to replicate the work that's being done by God knows how many think tanks and other entities, but again, relying specifically on our unique position as a multidisciplinary organization which has focused on design, which has focused on implementation, and has focused on policy all simultaneously. Over the next, say, couple of months, and even by tomorrow, we're going to have a little bit of a summary, but over the next couple of months, we'll be developing what we hope is an agenda that the board of the CNU can embrace that will go forward. So that was where we were. That's it.